Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you this morning from Ascension Lutheran Church. And this morning I'm sitting at the front desk, my reception desk, where the phone gets answered. Oh wait, just a minute. Let me get that. Good morning, Ascension Lutheran Church. This is Pastor Scott. How may I make you smile today? Yeah, I've never actually used that greeting before, but I was making a phone call just yesterday, scheduling some some maintenance at our house, and when I called the company, I kid you not, that was the greeting. A gentleman named Carlos answered the phone, identified himself as Carlos, and said, "How may I make you smile today?" Well, by scheduling the appointment. But then I didn't ask other ways that he could do that. But it was just shocking to me that here I would be placing a call to, I'd had to press 1 to get an attendant and all those things. And then I would be greeted so cheerfully with somebody who actually wanted to know how they could be helpful. And not just how may I help you, but how can I make you smile? How can I exceed your expectations? How could I add a little joy into your day? It's a little thing. It caught my attention. Recently, I was at lunch with a friend, and we were ordering at the counter. It was one of those restaurants where you look up at the menu instead of down, meaning you order at the counter, and they actually do bring it to your table. And I had placed my order, and then they were going to place their order before we fought over who was going to pay. And my friend asked the cashier, I greet a cashier, but asked the cashier how she was doing. Are you having a good day at work? Has it been a pretty good day? Before he moved on to order, he took time, more than just a passing, how you doing, to let her know that she was seen and that he cared in a very, in that interaction, how she was doing. Sort of like asking, how can I make you smile today? And here he's the one who's expecting service from her and lets her know that she's being seen. I think of plenty of interactions I've had with folks, whether I'm the one who's providing service or help, or they're the ones who's providing service and help. Some of them really good, some of them where I feel seen and helped, and where I've received joy and maybe even smile as a result. And there's plenty of others where I haven't felt much like smiling, to be honest with you. But it just makes me think, could I be seeking more of those opportunities? To spread joy, to spread love, to see people, and to bring a little bit of levity, joy, a smile to their face in the midst of these seemingly simple, mundane, ongoing tasks. Something so easy, something so simple. Something to think about. That I'll think about today and encourage you to think about today is, how can you spread joy? How can you make somebody's day a little better? How can you be a part of sharing the love that we have each received through Christ Jesus our Lord? For we read in the Gospels that as you've done these things to the least of these, Jesus said, you've done them to me. How can I make you smile today? Well, I hope I've made you smile already this morning, and I hope that you have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you for another Hump Day Hallelujah next week, and maybe even in worship on Sunday, either online here or in person. Take care. Oh, I better get that. Bye now.